13, please.
Request of Lightning Watchdog PDX to address council regarding points pertaining to freedom of speech.
Come on up.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the things I found interesting on the ruling pertaining to Joseph Walsh and Mayor Charlie Hales, basically pertaining to the Portland City Code 3.15.020B.56, which allows for a complete and indefinite ban of individuals from council meetings, that actually was considered unconstitutional, and that's what the ruling was really about. My position, again, is on freedom of speech, being able to speak in front of the commissioners, in front of the mayor, and not having my speech restricted. Now, when I basically filled out my form for the communication request, I wrote down, Lightning Watchdog PDX points to Federal Judge Simon pertaining to freedom of speech. Before it was put on the agenda, that was edited by the auditors, and they took out the name Federal Judge Simon. As you know, Federal Judge Simon was the one that made the ruling on Joseph Walsh's decision. Now, by their policy, they say that third-party names will not be published. Again, I was actually complimenting the federal judge pertaining to this ruling, pointing to freedom of speech. Again, they edited what I wanted to put on the agenda. Again, that's in violation of the First Amendment. Again, also the Constitution. You have no right to limit what I put down and what I say, unless you look at that as being unsafe in any manner, which it is not. Again, your policy states that you're going to do that. I disagree again with your policy. I challenge your policy. Again, my position is that courts have concluded that a city council meeting is a limited public forum for the purposes of First Amendment analysis. Again, you're editing what I want to have in written form on the agenda. So again, your policies are in violation. Now, you may sit there and say, well, we don't have to allow you to communicate to us by voice. That's not in the Constitution. Now, I would have to challenge you on that, because if you do not allow us to speak to you, and you think you have a right to do that, our only recourse would be to recall the mayor and have you removed out of office. Because freedom of speech is to bring our grievances forward and to be heard. And that creates the greatest change throughout this city. And if you try to censor us, we're going to challenge you in court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, let's take two.